Hey, everybody, and welcome to Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101. I am here with Pastor Ron Whitehead, who is the Executive Director for the North American Division International Pathfinder Campery, which is now moving to Gillette, Wyoming for 2024. Believe the promise. How are you doing today, Pastor Ron?
Doing great. I guess we're going west.
Yes, we are. And that's my question for you. The first question I want to ask is, are you excited to be going to a new location for the Campery?
Yeah, you know, part of me really values and enjoys the memory that we've had over 20 years in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and the community support, the facility. But you know, it's kind of like a comfortable shoe. Eventually it wears out a little bit and you want to try something new. And this, we've always said, if we can find a facility equal to or better, we'll consider it. And of course, the facility we're looking at in the community is an upgrade over what we've experienced even at Oshkosh, as outstanding as it has been. Where we're going is going to be even nicer. I am excited, energized. I talked to some people from Mongolia. I told this the other day. I talked to some people here from China today by email, Russia, parts of Europe, the continent of Africa, South America, Brazil, especially. Brazil's coming. I mean, you can't keep those people away.
Wow.
they show up everywhere. They're all over the planet. So the family's coming back together, and yeah, I'm excited.
So Pastor Rod, let me just tie into there, because you mentioned all these amazing places around the world that want to be here at that event in, I think now it's less than 5 years now. It's 3.5 or so.
Yeah.
So why do you think all these countries, these Pathfinders, want to attend the North American Divisions Campery?
Well, how do I say this? It's not to take away, what I'm about to say is not to take away from any other large campery around the world, large or small. Every campery has their own personality. They have their own spiritual impact on the lives of those that attend. But the International Campery is something unique God's given us. It is a campery that attracts the world to one location, like no other campery on the planet. And I asked myself, as you asked me, why is that? And here's a couple of thoughts that I would share. Number one, I believe the organization structure, the quality of activities and experience of camping at the International Campery is exceptional, and the word has gotten around the world that's, if you're going to seek out another campery somewhere in the world, that might be one you want to look at. And there's some other good ones, by the way, around the world. I think the one thing that stands out the most probably is in the context of the evening program. There's nothing quite like it in Adventism, even outside of our faith community. There's nothing quite like it. And so that's a very exciting highlight. And I find people from every country around the planet, they value the evening program and the spiritual impact it makes.
Wow. I do want to talk about the spiritual impact, but you made also a comment about a shoe, you know, getting it old and worn out. I wanted to make another analogy in the fact of, I want to pretend that I'm in your shoes. And if I was in your shoes, I would know that we've been going to Oshkosh, Wisconsin for about 20 years or so. People who are leaders in various areas and the structure will pretty much have a routine and a knowledge base of, you know, what we're going to do, how early we're going to have to start setting up, all of that. We've pretty much gotten into a groove. So now that we're going to a new location, everything is pretty much new. A lot of things are new. Some things that may be staying the same, but a lot of things are going to be new. How are we preparing our staff to be prepared and ready so it's still an awesome and amazing experience?
Yeah. Well, because it's a new site, we're communicating differently For instance, the first Sunday of every quarter, we're going to have a live chat experience, updates by leaders that are helping to run the campery, like yourself and others. Maybe you might be assisting in some area, no doubt, at the campery. We'll have you on this live event that happens once a quarter. We'll be doing those right up to the campery itself, the first quarter, first Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's just one. We still have the newsletter. That's just one form of communication, the newsletter. Of course, the website's pretty robust. The staff at CYE has been working hard to flip the website so that, you know, it says Gillette, Wyoming now instead of Oshkosh. I actually have a few pins here at the house that says Oshkosh with the logo of Believe the Promise. And those are collector's items now. If you have something like that, hang on to those. That's good trading material. I have a few, so I'm going to hold on to those. But we're going to upgrade the communication experience so that the leadership, as well as the local Pathfinder young person and their parents, knows what's happening. If they want to be in the loop, we'll put them right in the middle. There's going to be a lot, always has been transparency, but we're trying to get the word out even more with that transparency about what to expect in the area of safety, the area of what the camping experience is going to be like, the weather. People always ask about weather. But the most important thing is we want them to know what spiritual impact this is going to make on the lives of the young people and adults that attend. And I tell you, this whole story of Moses, we're taking about 2 years now to work on this story. It's coming together pretty nicely. It's a powerful leadership story. And, you know, Miriam, her influence in the home's so important to transfer faith values. But there's a lot of things. There's actually, I can't tell you, it's a secret, but today we're working on, you know, some special effect ideas and things, some production work. I mean, we're dreaming big. I'm praying God puts it together like he always does, but you got to be there. You just got to be present. It's great to watch online, but there's nothing like worshiping with tens of thousands of people your age. I think of a 10-year-old, they said they got a whole nother viewpoint of God in the church. And they got to be there. I hope everybody watching can be there.
Oh, Pastor Rod, you got me excited because once again, there are some things in the works are top secret, confidential, that I can't even know about. And we can't even discuss even on this interview, which really gets me excited, chomping at the bit saying, man, I can't wait for this event. But then my next question for you is, one of the reasons I believe that we're moving is because we have grown. The experience and the attendees have started to increase and increase. So my first question about the growth of the campery is the safety aspect, because I think that's one of the things that directors are going to be saying. As we are getting bigger and larger in a diverse crowd of people from all around the world, what is the staff of the campery doing to ensure safety for our Pathfinders and our kids?
Great question, and an appropriate question. You know, the church in North American Division, the Adventist Church, is the most diverse denomination in all of North America. And when you come to Campery, you'll see everybody from everywhere. Every shade of, I call it wrapper, our skin color. You know, we all have different wrappers. Every dialect, the food smells are wonderful. I can't wait to see my South Korean friends. I always try to find their place on Sabbath, because it's always amazing food. I think of the Phil M Club. I mean, that's the richness and beauty of our faith community. As we all come together, we want a safe, a positive, a very safe environment, a positive environment. And of course, we've pushed toward that. As we've grown, we need a little bit more flexibility. We need some things. You know, the first time I did the International Campery was in 1994. Most of you weren't born, I don't think, then. 1894. That was 1994. Yeah, and that was 12,000 people, Red Rocks Amphitheater, west of Denver, Colorado. We filled it up. And then we moved to Oshkosh in 1999, and that was 22,000. And then, oddly enough, it grew about 10,000. You can go from 22 to 32, 42, 52, and then 55. And we are talking, because of the transition, we have a new facility. It's larger, more buildings under roof, if you will, more activities we're looking at. That is, if each conference does their part, takes care of one honor, one activity. If conferences decide not to do that, it's going to be a pretty, it's not going to be a very exciting camperee, because we are stronger together. Everybody has to bring something to the table to make this extraordinary. And they have, by the way, over the years. But the perimeter security, the community, we've already met with community leaders. It's a predominantly Caucasian community. They know that our group is very diverse from everywhere. And they actually embrace that and lean into that. They want to talk more about it as they serve us. They love the values of pathfindering. They speak about that often. In fact, this coming week, I'll be out in Wyoming. We're trying to select the site for the evening program, the physical site. The community is so supportive. They're talking to us. They will bring in bulldozers, whatever, to move dirt around to give us the best amphitheater, if you will, main stage area possible. They're talking about putting some electricity in there and some other support to make sure that the spiritual impact of the camperee, the goals are taken care of. So I feel good. This community has a low rate, very low rate of issues, violence, robbery. So it's a safe community already before we arrive. That makes me happy. And then I've already met with law enforcement. The fire chief is actually an Adventist Christian. I'll go out to eat with him this next week. He's all excited we're coming. There's a small Adventist church in town. I think 30 active members maybe. And so we'll make their congregation a little larger.
Yeah, definitely.
For a few days. But there's a lot of Christians that I've met in this community. When we have our meetings, we have prayer, and they're very open to that and value that. I even remember a couple times I was in meetings, I turned to someone I just met from the community. I said, "Would you be willing to have prayer for us?" And they said, "I sure would." And they pray for us and our Pathfinders. So the spirit is right. The community seems to be the right community. The facility is amazing. I think everybody will see that right away and value that. So there you go. Yeah, that was, all right. There's some thoughts for you.
Awesome. Yes. So, which brings me to my next question. You saying that, you know, we're going to be basically like we always did in Oshkosh, we're going to be a small city descending upon this area. Everyone, you know, from the same belief system, Pathfinders, Seventh-day Adventists. What do you think the spiritual impact will be for the Pathfinders who attend, the community of Gillette, Wyoming, as we continue to grow and as we continue to come together for these events? Like, what's your spiritual, the impact and your vision of what's going to occur?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. That's a valuable question you're asking. You know, the Bible is very clear. We're to be salt and light, right? Wherever we go, individually or as a group, you know, our testimony, our witness has to be active all the time. And as we come to this unique community that has values that are similar to Pathfinders, and that's why I think it's such a great match for the community for us. I explained it to some of the leaders in the community that we met with, many of them, business leaders, government leaders, that we're happy and we will be leaving a lot of cash in the community, and that's good. Walmart, Taco Bell's gonna be very happy. Any pizza parlor is gonna be good. All the hotels, no doubt, will be full with all of us. And that's good. We wanna leave some cash, that's good. But we also wanna leave more than cash, is how I explain to them. We wanna goals and needs of that community. beyond just leaving cash. That is the way I think Pathfinders roll. I think that's how we should come in and out of our communities like this. And the community gets that. In fact, we even shared with the community, I haven't told anybody this except your interview. We told them, you know, we're pretty good at doing world records. By the way, Guinness Book of World Records just yesterday approved the giant scarf, you know, the world's largest scarf. So if you go to Guinness Book of Records, finally, after 300 different people worked on this project, to get us that, we had it there, right? But they didn't certify it there. They had to have more information. So we've been working for over a year, mostly Pathfinders in Texas, to get it certified and officially done, and it's done. So you can go to the website over there and you can see that we have a second world record officially posted on the Guinness Book of World Records website. So I told the people of Gillette, I says, you know, you folk, we want to put Gillette on the map. We want, you know, we're a world-class event, international event. We're coming to your community. The size of the community is only about, I think about, 32,000, something like that. A rather small community, but they have a lot of infrastructure for us. And so we'll more than double their community size. And they're excited about that, by the way, the food support and all that. But I said, you know, we want to put Gillette on the map. I mean, what is your dreams that what can we do to add to your economy, not just while we're here, but give image to your city, your community? And they said, well, we've been trying to set world records for a long time. Mm. And we did the sparklers one time. It didn't work out. We tried something else. I said, no problem. Our Pathfinders would love to join your community and let's dream up some kind of a world record for Gillette, Wyoming. We'll help you do that. And of course, they were smiling. They said, oh man, that's a great idea. So we haven't figured out what it's going to be, but we did make that offer. It's an example, you know, when we go places at Pathfinders, you know, we got to be a part of the community. We're not isolate and separate. And that's not what we're going to have in Gillette. We're going to be more a part of the community than ever. And that's one reason I'm looking forward to Gillette.
Wow, amazing. Yes, I'm looking forward to it as well. And something I wanted your input on is the fact that this is an event that is Pathfinders, and we're going to come into a community, really bring an impact. And I think that's something that people need to realize. I'm sure the people of Gillette are going to realize when we arrive. So what I want to ask you is, how can we really tell our local churches, our local pastors, that listen, Pathfinder Ministry is a powerful ministry and that can change lives? I mean, we can, like you just said, we are going to fulfill a need of a community that's asking for world records. We just come there and we're just going to do it for them. So what would you tell that church that is hesitant about starting a Pathfinder club, but are interested about going to believe the promise? What would you say to them?
Yeah, to Wyoming. You almost said Oshkosh.
I almost did.
Doing the same thing. You get a pass. Let me tell you. What is the appeal to a local church to establish a Pathfinder club and to travel whatever distance necessary to get to this spiritual fellowship worship gathering? What is the appeal? Two or three things come to my mind. I would suggest this. You know, that at the last Camporee, over 1,320 Pathfinders were baptized. That's the world record numbers. No camper in the world's done anything like that. Not even close. We haven't done anything like that number. It was just the Holy Spirit using the main stage program and the influence of those strong leaders at the local club, the combination, the phrase stronger together, because we worked together, we had an amazing outcome. And we had several thousand Pathfinders going back home seeking baptism when they get back home. At the Camporee is even the influence after the Camporee. There's something unique about worshiping, a 10-year-old worshiping with tens of thousands of other 10-year-olds. There's a transfer of knowledge, a God moment that happens at the International Campery that doesn't and won't happen anywhere else in the lifespan of a young person. Also, I would say if you're a part of a local congregation and you don't have any young people in your church to establish a club, why don't you do what we've heard about at previous International Campers? We have many clubs that are made up only of community kids, kids in the community. And what a great opportunity. I just talked to a director last week about this. He's bringing this large group of community kids back to the International Camperee. He says, I'm coming to Wyoming. Here we go. And he explained to me, it's a calling on his life just to make sure kids know how much Jesus loves them. He says, you have no idea how influential and the International Camperee is, especially the evening programs, is on impacting the young people in my community. In fact, we've seen many kids come to Christ because of the Camperee, and I said to him, I said, because you are running a Pathfinder Club. If you weren't putting a Pathfinder Club together, the Camperee wouldn't make any impact. So I said, I tip my hat to you. And I would say to anyone watching that's at the local church level, community level, please, 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 if it's just three young people that you get to the International Camperee, it's not about the numbers. Just get there. Get someone there from your community, from your local church. It's a cornerstone moment. It'll never be forgotten. I hope this appeal makes sense to those listening.
Pastor Ron, thank you so much for those words. I mean, it's something that I've been saying for a while now. It's why I love speaking with you and talking with other youth leaders, especially about the Camperee, because it's at this event that I've seen young people that I've mentored come to me and say that there is no doubt in their minds anymore. God is real, and that they know that he loves them, and he's real, and he's there. They feel like he's there. They feel that presence strongly, and it's amazing. Even my own son at Chosen 2019, he said, I am chosen by God. Hallelujah. And of course, my wife and I, passed away a few tears because we were so overjoyed seeing our child say, even at a young age, that he wants to give his life to Christ. So it's like you said, Pastor Rod, any leader out there who is listening, don't miss this opportunity. It's so transformative. It's like Pastor Rod, I've been thinking about this a little bit, how when Jesus went to the temple on Passover, and Sister White tells us in Desire of Ages, that's when he realized he is the Savior, as he saw the sacrifice being done. And Oshkosh is, it was Oshkosh.
It's okay. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and in now going forward, it's going to be at Gillette. So at these events, this is where young people can really see that God is real and it affects them strongly. So young leaders out there, don't miss out on this time to get started. It's happening in 3.5 years or so. Pastor Ron, can you, as we close out, give us where we should go to get our information and keep ourselves input on this upcoming event?
Yeah. Can I add to your
appeal? Oh, yes.
I think everybody should go to Disneyland, Disney World. I mean, go by there and see. And it's $115 or $20 now a day. Of course, ours is about $35 a day, I think, for all the activities and everything. It's a great value. Of course, you can go to Disneyland, Disney World, and people should, I think, it put on the list. But you can get 3 French fries for $5. Everything's priced pretty. You can come to International Campery, and boy, it's amazing that the prices are so low for the food at the food courts and everything. Pathfinders are there. But here's the point I'm trying to make. Families take time and money, treasure, to go to Disneyland World. That's okay. I get that. But we have to remind ourselves, what they're promoting there is a mouse. A mouse.
Wow.
What we're highlighting, if you will, what we're promoting at the International Camperee is Jesus Christ. There's a big difference. In the context of our time and treasure, I would encourage every grandparent, every parent, anyone that's influencing young people, please, please make sure your kids get to the International Camperee. And on that note, I would say this, please get your tickets early. It always sells out. There are thousands that want to come, but they can't because there's no more tickets. As you plan forward your life and your influence, please get those tickets as soon as you can. You won't be stuck with them. If you don't need them, you can call your conference office. They'll put them on a list. And typically in 24, 48 hours, they'll be gone. So, just think about what you invest in. This is something that only happens every 5 years. So that'd be my appeal. But yeah, you go to camperee.org for the website, camperee.org. Real simple to get to. Don't forget to get the newsletter. It comes out ever so often, closer to the camperee. It comes out every week even to give you the latest and greatest of information. Jump on those first Sunday of the new quarter, beginning April 4 of this year, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can get a feel for the leaders, their terrible humor, see if they cut their hair properly or something. You know, you can see who's a part of leadership. That's important. And I would say, just make this a matter of prayer. If you feel like it's too steep, it's too far, too expensive, I don't know how the dates are going to work out because of whatever. God does amazing things when we go to prayer. I've heard story after story over the years. This would be my 7th International Camperee as a director. I've heard stories how God, if we're just faithful, if we just go to prayer, he makes a way forward. You can be there. You and those that you influence can be there. And of course, that's my prayer for everybody watching or listening, maybe through the podcast.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Ron, for joining us here and giving us some insight of what we can expect for this event in 2024, Believe the Promise. Anybody who is listening, you heard from myself and Pastor Ron, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a blessing. And remember, let's continue to pray for this event, because if Jesus has not returned by then and we have this event,
right,
we will still be able to witness the Lord work in a mighty, powerful way. So let's continue to pray for it. Thank you, Pastor Ron, for joining us. And we will see you next time on Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101. Bye.
Yeah, get me back. Good to see you. Believe the promise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Eric, go, Eric.